Welcome to the first episode of the What Did Jesus Say Movement podcast. I am your host, Belinda R. Stokes. I'm the founder and the leader of the What Did Jesus Say Movement. Today's podcast topic is What Did Jesus Say About the Great Commission? Our scripture is Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And I'll be reading them from the King James Version of the Bible. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. To give you some background on our text, Jesus, the Son of God, has been on the earth for 33 years. Jesus has accomplished his unique God-given purpose of dying to save sinful mankind from their sins. Jesus has been buried and has risen from the grave and has now appeared to men and women on several occasions. And now he's on a mountain. He's getting ready to ascend back to heaven, and he gives his disciples four directives. One, go. Two, make disciples. Three, baptize them. For teach. Jesus said, go. The word go is a verb. That means it's an action word. Where are we to go? We are to go into all the world. The church, which is the body of Christ, cannot stay in the four walls of the church, because everywhere we go, there is a sinner that needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number two, Jesus said, make disciples. The Greek word for teach in verse 19 is mathetuo, which means to make disciples. A disciple is a follower of Jesus. A disciple is a disciplined one. We are to witness with our mouths, and we are to be a witness with our lives. We must show and tell Jesus. Our life should show forth the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. As we go, we must tell the world that God loves them unconditionally and will never stop loving them. As we go, we must tell the world that God desires to have a relationship with them. As we go, we must tell the world about the goodness of God. As we go, we must tell them that salvation is a gift. Now, the word salvation in the Greek is soteria, and it's like a gift tower where you receive gifts in several boxes. Well, salvation is like that. Salvation includes forgiveness of sins, healing, deliverance, provision, protection, guidance, and preservation. As we go, we must tell the world the reason of the hope that is in us. As we go, we must tell the world that there is a God-given unique purpose for their lives. Number three, Jesus said, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Biblical baptism is immersion in water, like Jesus experienced in the Jordan when he was baptized by John the Baptist. The Bible says that Jesus came up out of the water. You cannot come up out of something that you have not been in. Biblical baptism is a public testimony of the believer's identification and union with Jesus Christ in his or her death to sin and resurrection to new life. Biblical baptism is a symbol of our faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It's just like a wedding band is a symbol. The wedding band is a symbol that I have married someone of the opposite sex, and we are now married. We are one. We belong to one another. Number four, Jesus said, teach the word of God to all nations. The word of God is the Bible. The Bible is our only complete, comprehensive revelation of God to man. The Bible is our supreme authority in which you will find the Lord, the will of God, and the ability to do that will. The Bible is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The Bible is a map that shows us how we should live as Christians. The Bible is a weapon against Satan's temptations. The Bible is our source of comfort, faith, light, love, power, strength, victory, and wisdom. The Bible will make you perfect, complete, thoroughly furnished, and to all good works. And the word perfect there means mature. There's none perfect but God. The Bible, without the knowledge of the Bible, we are told in Hosea 4:6 that we will be destroyed. My people have perished because of the lack of knowledge. The mission of the church is to carry out the Great Commission. God expects all his followers, not just the fivefold ministry office gifts to help spread the good news of the gospel. Scripture says, some plant, some water, but the Holy Spirit brings the increase. You can reach people that your pastor cannot reach. He's not on the job with you. He's not in the neighborhood with you. He's not even in your house. And again, there is a sinner everywhere we go. Coca-Cola has fulfilled their own version of the Great Commission many times over. They have virtually put a bottle of Coke in everyone's hand. If they can do that with a sauce, with a soft drink, then surely we can do it with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in today. New episodes will be available on the fourth Monday of every month. Please subscribe so that you will automatically be notified and receive each month's episode. We pray you were touched, inspired, motivated, and encouraged to carry out the Great Commission. What did Jesus say about the Great Commission? He gave us four directives. One, go. Two, make disciples. Three, baptize. And four, teach the word of God. Be blessed, and we will see you next month.